are you?
Good. You know, you had a sensational season. Let's talk about this. 19 goals, 13 assists. Where do you think you can still improve in terms of your skill set right now?
I would definitely say, like, passing more. Well, no, actually, shooting more. I feel like I'm a big passer. I like playmaking. Like, that's my biggest thing. And I think as the season went on, I definitely felt like I needed to take more control in my game and I needed to shoot more because that's how we were going to win games.
You know, that's a good point, too. It's nice to have athletes where you're looking for the assist and that kind of stuff, but then being aggressive and get the puck, you know, in the net there. How have you worked on some of your shooting?
Just in practice every day, just, like, picking corners on our goalies and, like, seeing where their weaknesses are every day.
I get it. Hey, Alyssa, is Alyssa there for a second, Drew?
I'm here.
Alyssa, you led the defense, so all season long, the defensive leader there. Talk about or discuss some of the backline players who helped you, and especially your goalie, Casey Clausen.
You know, Casey definitely kept us in, like, almost all of our games. You know, it's really helpful when she speaks, like, during games and in between, like, periods. She always tells us, like, what we need to improve on. And obviously, we always listen to her, and it's definitely a big help.
Alyssa, was the most nervous moment, you're looking at the sectional final going nearly, I think it was a third overtime before McKinley Ronan got the shot past Bell Wells. Discuss that. Were you guys just all on your seats there? Was it just nail-biting, clinching, crazy time?
Honestly, we were all on the bench just trying to hold on, and we were just trying to squeak that goal in and just trying to win. We were all just dead tired, and we just wanted that win so badly. We just never gave up, and we were definitely on the edge of our seats.
Love it. Coach, how valuable was having something close to a home ice advantage and a lot of home fans cheering you on in that Frozen Four at the Nexus Center?
It made a huge difference. You know, it was a great move for us to move to the Nexus Center. The way we were treated there and welcomed in, and, you know, and then to have a big crowd like that, and, you know, we beat a great, great team in Adirondack. We gave them their only two losses of the season, but the one win they had against us was a 5-0 game in our own building. And I think that turned around our season. I think it woke everybody up, and I think we learned a lot from it. But playing at the Nexus Center for the state Final Four, you couldn't ask for anything more.
Talking to Clinton Girls ice hockey coach and all-star players, You know, take us through, Coach, the game winner against Adirondack United. They had attacked most of the third period. How were you able to get that winning goal?
The first period, I loved our energy. I loved what we were doing. I think the shots ended up even for the period, but I think we dominated. Second period, we kind of strayed away a little bit. And then third period, I think our late Friday night took its toll on us, and our legs were just gone. Casey held us in that game, and, you know, she said it best, you know, just one break. We caught a bounce out of our zone, and Kate drew both D to her and the back checker, and she made a beautiful pass over to Drew, and she just buried it.
Yeah, it was great. I was thinking about, you know, how the girls are playing. You just mentioned the club hockey and all that kind of stuff. Can you elaborate a little bit on what you're doing right now? And if you look at that whole roster, who is playing club? And then I'm guessing you're getting most of that roster back for your 2023-24 season after I kind of take a look at, you know, where all the kids are.
Yeah, actually, we're pulling in now to watch four of the girls that play for a Syracuse team, and Casey and two others that play for a Rome team. So I'm going to be bouncing back and forth between rinks here to watch them. And our team with Alyssa and Drew, and we're playing at the 19U level for a Syracuse team. So the majority of the whole team is here, so I get to watch them all.
I love it. So you get to see everybody. Plus, then you're able to see some of the other talent out there. And what have you watched? Tell me about some of the other talent, some of the other teams, other kids that you've seen out there. Anybody you can kind of point out? Maybe something that we don't know.
Oh, there's, you know, every team has got a star player. You know, Skinny Atlas has Scout Udomo, Adirondack had Bailey Duffy, Hot Sam had Kennedy Emerson, Canton had Sidney Francis, Alex Bay had Jalen Castro, and Oswego has some players, and, you know, you had Bell Wells in that Skinny Atlas. It's just, she can change a game herself. So the talent's out there. And, you know, we only lose four seniors, so I have my core coming back. Looking forward to next season.
Yeah, you got to be excited about that. Well, thanks for coming on the program. Our Nyon Motive interview, Clinton girls ice hockey coach Rob Kopeck, as well as Drew and Alyssa on the program. Drew, thanks for being on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Alyssa, thanks for coming on as well.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you both. Listen, great. Best of luck. Looking forward to all your success, and it's been fun following you guys. Coach, thanks for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Have fun today in Buffalo, you guys.
We will. Thanks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. This is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show presented by Nyon Automotive, ESPN Radio 97.7 and 100.1.
Imani Brown, summa cum laude. Please join me in congratulating the new class.
Served your country and graduated with honors? I'm proud of you.
Aw, thank you, Grandma.
Joining the Army has many benefits. Celebrating your college degree without the burden of debt is just one of them.
The Army paid for it?
Yes, Unc.
Oh, dang.
Visit 110 Grill at Destiny USA, located on the second level by the carousel. Enjoy favorites like pulled pork mac and cheese, chicken caprese, or the Cure Burger. Watch the action from the open kitchen or relax by the fire on the patio overlooking the lake. 110 Grill was recently named one of the most allergy-friendly restaurant brands in the U.S., and 100% of their main menu is available gluten-free. Visit 110 Grill for lunch or dinner and sign up for their loyalty program at 110grill.com.
Ready, set, home. The real estate market is heating up. Get pre-approved for an Empower mortgage today, and you'll be one step closer to owning your new home. Empower has a variety of loan products, from construction draw loans, low to no down payment options, and special first-time home buyer programs. Our experienced mortgage team will guide you through the entire process. Get pre-approved today at empowerfcu.com. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan approval based on creditworthiness. NMLS number 412348.
Get the weekend started at Huga's Alpine at Song Mountain in Tully with live music from Tim Heron at 6 p.m. Then keep the fun going on Saturday at the Puffin Bird at Lab as Colin Aberdeen performs at 4 p.m. Huga's Alpine on Friday and the Puffin Bird on Saturday for music, food, and fun. We have snow and you'll have a great time. See you this weekend.
If you missed your favorite ESPN Syracuse shows, listen on demand wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN 97.7 and 100.1.
Broadcasting live from Armory Square and the ESPN studios in downtown Syracuse, this is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show, celebrating and spotlighting the best in high school sports in Central New York, featuring the guru Phil Blackwell, top athletes and coaches in CNY. Now here's your host, the maestro, Mr. Mike Bristol.
All right, back on Apex Robin Studio. Bruno is here. Apex Rob, what's up?
It's great to be here.
Always good to hear you. Absolutely right. Well, we've got our Aflac Spotlight interview, West Genesee boys basketball players, Christian Amica, Christian Kane, and Gary McLean all on the program. Boys, how are you? Welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Christian, is that you?
Yes, yeah, me. I'm about to be with them in a minute. I'm just getting to my high school because this is where we're meeting at.
Well, we can start with you first, and you can kind of put on speakerphone. Okay. But Christian, who's your mom? Do I know your mom?
Pearline.
Who is it?
Pearline.
Yeah, she's fantastic. How is she?
Yeah, she's doing well.
Well, make sure you tell her I said hello. When I met you, you were a little guy. Now you're cleaning up on the basketball court. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Good job. All right, when you get in front of the boys, we'll talk about that. But let's get to you here first. You look at, would you agree with your coach that your performance in the semifinal against Nottingham was the best of your career?
I would say it's one of them, yes.
Well, tell me why. So tell me a little bit about that performance. Kind of elaborate on that game. That was an incredible performance.
Yeah, so that game, yep. I was very locked in defensively. You know, I think that's one of the main things.
So you're playing defense, getting some turnovers.
Yeah, I took two charges, which I think goes over some people's heads. I feel like that charge I took at the end of the game was the best play, I think.
You know what's interesting, too, is you're talking about defense. So most kids would lead in and say, yeah, you know, that 30 points I had and whatever, and here you are talking about defense. And you're absolutely right, taking some charges and being and you know, obviously sparking your offense with that D. When you look at this team, what has made this West Jenny team so good this year?
I think it's very hard to plan for us. You know, like, any one of our starters could go off on any given night. I feel like I think that's what's so deadly about us.
And that balanced scoring attack, you have, you know, four guys that can score, if not more. Tell me a little bit about each of those guys, a little bit about, you know, what makes them special.
Yeah, so I'll start off with Jordan. You know, Jordan's a hype guy. He brings a lot of energy to the team. He gets everybody going. You know, he gets his buckets. And he's also a hard defender. You know, same with his brother, Christian. He's also a really great defender and a tough scorer. He gets to the rim a lot. He has a pull-up, too. He's getting a three ball also. And then Gary's like a facilitator, big point guard. Like, he does a lot for us. Like, he starts our offense sometimes. He can shoot it. And he's a good defender as well. And we can all take our man off the dribble, too. So it's very hard to play us man-to-man. So.
No, it's good. And tell me a little bit about Coach. What is Coach's style?
You know, Coach pushes us always to be the best and always to go 100%, you know, whenever we do anything. But Coach, he wants us to play our game. And he doesn't want us to get out of it. He wants us to play good team ball. Because sometimes, you know, people take their shots and don't pass the ball. And then when someone else gets the ball, they're going to do the same thing. They're not going to pass. So I think his style is just play team ball.
That's great. Are you with Christian Kane yet and Gary?
I'm with Gary right now.
All right.
I do not.
Gary, let's get you on the phone for a second. You bring both energy and rebounding skill. How frustrating was it to watch those late season losses to Liverpool and Nottingham when hurt?
Yeah, it was definitely tough because obviously I wanted to be out there try to help my team. But, I mean, obviously any person that goes through that wants to be out on the court. But I was still trying to hype up the team as much as possible to fire them up so they could win, but.
I love that you do that, the hype man, as well as, you know, your defense, your rebounding, and your skill set. You know, feeding off of you is your guy's point guard, Jalen Zachary, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about him. Is he the classic instance of a pass-first point guard, distributing the ball and setting all you guys up?
Yeah, he's definitely pretty unselfish. He doesn't really care about scoring. He was really about team winning. So it's really helpful to have a guy like that out there.
Gary, all season long, by the way, we're talking West Genesee boys basketball. And Gary, you know, all season long, Sincere Smith has been a force off the bench. You need guys, you need your six, your seven man. You see it with Syracuse, you see it with any basketball program. Why does he fit best in that role, in that rotation?
He's great because every time he comes on the game from the bench, he's always bringing energy and spark to the team. And it's a big help, even like we're not playing great. He always brings that energy to light us up.
And absolutely does. Is a Christian there yet, or are you still with Christian Amika?
No, he's just me and Amika.
All right, Christian Amika, let's jump on the horn here for a second.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk about your pace count a lot in this game, in that you'd rather have a game in the 50s or 60s than Liverpool would. Discuss the points, playing defense, and where you want to keep teams at.
Yeah, so